and High Life Records.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:31 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver, or on the net, www.citr.ca. Luke Mead here. How you doing today? What a gorgeous, gorgeous day out. And that's what we're going to do for the next, well, for the first half hour set. We're going to have some sunshiny psychedelia coming toward you, but with a bit of a darker edge to it. And because that's just kind of mood I'm in. You know, sun only lasts so long. So here we go. We're going to start off with some of Sweden's finest. This is International Harvester.
Thank you.
see.
Followed in a dance. Between the parted pages, they were pressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. Is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. I still see the yellow cotton dress
foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies on your hand, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it. And I'll never, no, I'll never have the recipe again. Oh, no. There will be another song for me, and I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you will still be the one. I will take my life into my hand, and I will use it. I will win the worship of their eyes, and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passions flow like rivers to the sky. After all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
Well, that simply did not get the fanfare I was hoping for. Thanks to all the calls. Sammy Davis Jr. there with, of course, if there ever was a love it or hate it song, that's one of them right there. MacArthur Park, originally done by Sir Richard Harris from A Man Called Horse. And the only reason why I pulled that out is I've been digging the SCTV skit lately. I don't know if you've seen it with Dave Thomas pretending to be Richard Harris, where it's on Mel's Rock Pile. One of the funniest things ever. But I just picked up that record. Sammy Davis Jr., fantastic album on MGM. He does some incredible stuff on here, including the theme from Shaft, a great little tune called I Am Over 25, But You Can Trust Me. And here's the weirdest thing, is the album cover was appropriated by our very own Nardwar the Human Serviette for the first full-length Evaporators album, United Empire Loyalists. And it even has the fold-out cover and everything like that. So I'm on to you, Nardwar. But we started off the set there with some of Sweden's finest, all the way back to 1968. International Harvester with Sovgoth Rosemary. Terrific, terrific album. If you can get your hands on a copy of this, more power to you. This is a hard one to find. We heard Dies Irae and In the Boundless Wood. After that, I'd like to dedicate that tune afterwards to Mr. Hans Klaus. Music Emporium, San Francisco Psych from 1967. Originally released on, I don't even have the label here. I've got a reissue of it. They were from San Francisco. Pretty cool stuff. It was re-released on Sundazed Records. One of the worst album covers I've ever seen, but that does not take away from the music at all. Music Emporium with Catatonic Variations. We also heard something by Gandalf, another kind of lesser known psych band, out on Capitol Records, and this record fell through the cracks for some reason, despite the fact that it was on a major label. And the one weirdest thing about it is most of the songs were written by folk artist Tim Hardin, and that was one of them there. Hang On to a Dream by Gandalf. Just to counteract the treacle that you just heard there, why don't we play some Jandek?
Thank you. NPR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
12:07 in the PM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here, and you just heard something by the wonderful Jandek. One of, I think, four albums he's released this year alone. He's doing this whole live series. That was live at the Camber Sands, England, recorded May 14th, 2006, with Hair of the Dog. And that can be given to you, like every other Jandek release, on Corewood Industries, P.O. Box 15375, Houston, Texas, USA. Coming up in the next set, I'm going to play a track off the incredible Deep Wireless compilation. We get one of these every year, focusing on audio and radio artists from all across this great country of ours, New Adventures in Sound Art. They're on their seventh volume this year. It's hard to believe that time flies like that. The one that we're going to listen to is by an artist by the name of Stephen Naylor. Stephen Naylor composes for concert performance, professional theater, television, film, and radio. Naylor's personal work presently centers on both radiophonic and acoustomatic composition. He's completed a PhD in musical composition and out of the University of Birmingham, UK. The piece we're about to hear is entitled I Wish, and the booklet goes on to say, I Wish is a portrait of unattainable longings, ambitious desires, and persistent fears. The piece is constructed from a few vocal and instrumental fragments taken from a recording of a simple song of lament entitled Home and performed by Nova Scotian singer Rita Rankin, which I composed and recorded several years later. This is Stephen Naylor with I Wish.
I'm sailing across the ocean of language. It's like searching for God. I have no radio. Radios don't work here. You can only receive. You cannot send.
You can only receive. You cannot send.
A flotilla of words from my language is following me for the first few hundred miles. Then we reach the channel of future tense. They wave and turn back toward our old shore of past participle. The water below my boat is the color of condensed night. That must be the ocean of language. Day three. The clouds gathering on the horizon from the early morning were heavy. By noon, they took the shape of a literary magazine, and I recognized them. It was the murderous storm of difficult sentences. It rapidly whipped up into a frenzy of postmodernism. I lie down, waiting to die, and said, in my language, I am smart. Maybe that's what saved me. Every time a difficult sentence comes your way, lie down and pretend you're dead. Day five. I think I see the sirens. They are not naked fish babes sitting on the rocks. They appear on TV screens on floating stands. They stare straight into my eyes. They tell me awful news.
It possesses and produces chemical and biological weapons.
They're trying to scare me into obedience.
It is seeking nuclear weapons. It has given shelter and support to terrorism.
Some of them are sexy, or perhaps not. Everything is sexy to a sailor.
I like to feel you.
So I start talking to one of them. I change my voice to be seductive. But she doesn't react. So I say, "You don't wear a shield, but you don't even see my attack." And she says, "Hello, sailor." And I say, "In my language, I'm a writer. In your language, I'm a sailor." And I say, "If you spoke in my language, you would have been in love with me 3 hours ago. Can you just love me and understand me later?" And she says,
"Captured in frames. Hit the coast."
And I say, "In your language, I'm polite. In my language, I'm horny." And Poseidon says,
"Sometimes the breathing fails because the zygote is never formed. The members of two populations may have an incompatible courtship with yours, or may breed at different times."
Day 7. I'm passing for the third day to a large zone of small icebergs they call growlers. My map says these small islands are the archipelago of unknown words. They look like beautiful, cold, killing fields. For the first 2 days, I was trying to follow their names, and then I gave up. Sometimes I see an unknown word and I decide not to look it up in my dictionary. There are so many words and just a few needs. Love, food, sleep, home, belief. Belief. Day 21. Before setting sails, I read about the sea of grammar and was instructed to stay away. But the wind carried me here. The inhabitants of the islands in this sea are friendly, and they often trade with sailors. One of their verbs for one of yours. So when I saw some small boats coming toward me, I gathered a few verbs I didn't need anymore. Like writing and caressing. I wanted to exchange them for something more useful, like pretending and suffering. But then suddenly arrows and spears started buzzing threateningly close. There are pirates here. The notorious irregular verbs. They are masters of disguise and are capable of approaching you without any warning. Under attack. Day 23. HMS Conseil Oxford came to my rescue. It's a huge ship. At first it scared me as well as the irregular verbs. When the ship fired three new words as a warning, the attackers turned and left. I climbed the printed thumb tabs, and the captain greeted me. "My name is Dragon," I said. "Hello, Dragon," the captain said. "Hi, Dragoon," said his first mate. They said they carried over 240,000 words, phrases, and definitions, including 900 new words, and they had extensive appendices. "How far are we from the shore?" I said. "This is another shore," the captain said. "You have succeeded." "I had to," I said. "If you cannot say the things you want, you'll want to say the things you can't." Is there transcript. laughter and pain? Is there a word that we better explain? On the ocean of language, no traces of us, and yet we sail. We sail.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present Bear in Heaven with guests Twin Sister and White Hinterland at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, July 24th. Brooklyn-based psych rock group Bear in Heaven's Vancouver show is part of their North American tour before they head to Europe. It's an early show. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 8:15 sharp. Tickets are $13 in advance at Zulu and Red Cat, and you can buy tickets online at ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Bear in Heaven with guest Twin Sister and White Hinterland at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, July 24th. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
Twelve 19 in the PM. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just heard something from local, not local, but Canadian artist Stephen Naylor with a audio art piece entitled I Wish on the Deep Wireless 7 radio art compilation. For more information, check out www.naisa.ca. And coming up, we're going to hear something from a pretty rare recording by one of my favorites, Zoviet France. This is on my own collection. Pretty impossible to find on vinyl these days. But this one's from all the way back to 1987, A Flock of Rotations. This is part three of a trilogy entitled Charm, Ceremony, Chance, and Prophecy. The original LP is wrapped in cardboard and tissue paper, keeping with Zoviet France's kind of knack for unusual album cover designs and stuff like that. And the wild rhythms and distorted samples of this album are suggested of earlier Zoviet France releases, but at this time, this whole release seems broadly thematic. The sporadic reappearance of leitmotifs is a prelude to hypnotic main theme, which is repeated through an electronic smog before the final trance-like descent into the dream hole. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sun. This is Zoviet France on A Noise.
Thank you. Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Welcome back to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here. And you just heard side one of the wonderful ambient classic, A Flock of Rotations by Zoviet France. Great stuff there. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have the Afternoon Yak. We have the Green Majority at 1 o'clock, hosted by our sister station, CIUT, your only source of conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone, the best in rock and or roll music. Pick your choice. Arts Report at 5 o'clock with Adam. 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel with Mr. Robert Walbin. 6:30 this week is Sasquatch's Hideaway, I believe, with Anita. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, the man, the myth. You know him, you love him, you don't want to be him. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on your computer or on your radio dial. Coming up, Some classic Japanoise here, the Incapacitants, off of their most recent release album called Tight. We're going to listen to something off of Side A. This is out of the booklet. It goes on to explain. The first part is entitled, You Said. Rich stream of noise sounds even pastoral. Comfortable flow of sounds recalled a music that I had listened to 28 years ago. It was a 12-inch EP entitled Tower of Silence, and Organum created it. It was like a bolt from a blue in 1985. Organum is a unit organized by David Jackman and has collaborated with TNB in various works. Jackman generated sounds like a confluence of squeal in this world bowing cymbals. Organum has simultaneously released tranquil drone like a yawning of the earth. Combination of these sounds seems to have purged the squeal and produced a harmony, shriek and harshness as typical aspect of Incapacitants, and unusually comfortable drone shares aesthetic feature. In You Said, this is that track, You Said, by the Incapacitants on A Noise.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeedy. We all fall down every Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. The best in the punk rock music. And yeah, Tim's a wonderful guy. Check out his show if you can. We're going to wrap it up the show like we always do with something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. And I've played this track before and I'm just playing it because it's kind of summertimey. Some real prog goodness. This is Brain Ticket. Here we go. And that concludes yet another edition of A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. That was Brain Ticket off of their classic Cottonwood Hill with Brain Ticket Part 2. And stay tuned for the Green Majority until next week. This is Luke Meat saying, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Katrina Miller with the Toronto Environmental Alliance, and you're listening to The Green Majority.